Mesechta Saita, Daf Dalet, two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Beis, at the end of yesterday's shiur, we saw a brisa, we brought down two different Kal V'Chomer, and in both of them we referred to Edus Rishona as the Edus Stira, and the Edus Achrona as the Edus of Tuma, and the Gemara starts with that concept. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, Ezeo Edus Rishona, what are we referring to when we discuss the first Edus? Do Edus Stira, this is referring to the two Edim that come and testify that this woman and man, they secluded themselves together after she already had kinoi, and edus achrona zu edus tuma. And when we refer to edus achrona, this is referring to the ed echo that comes after kinin stira, and the ed echo testifies that I know for certain that I saw this woman have beer with this man, since there's a reglaim ladova, therefore he is believed. And the brisa continues on daftalim and al v'kamash shir stira, and what is the time frame that they have to be secluded together in order to be considered shir stira, and there would be an issa if there would be a suffix later. And the Gemara will now bring nine different shitas as to what the shir of stira is. When Edom comes say Edus that these two people secluded themselves together, they will also have to testify that they were secluded together for this shir. And even though it would seem that all of these shitas are totally in Metzias, and how could it be nine different shitas? However, the Gemara and Daftal and Beis will say, that each one of these Tanayim were giving personal shirim if they would have beer with a woman as to what shir their ha'ar would be. And although there will be nine shirim, Taisis at the top of the Amid brings from the Yerushalmi that Kol Inl Shurim, Acha Tarasina, that these shurim are only counted after this man that it would take for a woman to take off her clothing. And the Gemara continues, Kedei Tumma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ara, Kedei HaKofes Dekel, Divri Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel gives four different shurim, and he teaches us that the shir of Stira is Kedei Tumma, and the shir of Kedei Tumma is Kedei Bia, which sounds like Gemar Bia. So he clarifies and he tells us, Kedei Ara. And the Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos on Daf Nun Heyom Beis explains that Ara is Neshikas Eval Anekev. It's just that the Eva touches Oisim Makav and the Isha, and there's a second Shita that Ara Zuach Nasas Atara Du Dove Muat Ava Yosu Al Neshika. The Ara is when the Atara of a man is inserted into Oisim Makav of a woman, and that is a bit later than Neshikas Eva Al Anekev, but the Mice is a very short period of time, and it's not Gemar Bia. Finally, Rabbi Shmuel clarifies that all the Shirim are the same Shira as the amount of time it takes a person to walk around an average sized palm tree. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Leza, Imer Rabbi Leza states, Kedei Mizikas HaKais, that the shir for stira is the amount of time it would take someone to go and dilute a cup of wine, and the standard cup of wine was a revius, and therefore we're talking about someone that will dilute a cup of a revius of wine. And Rabbi Shua argues in Rabbi Leza, and he says, Kedei L'shtaisai, that it's a shir in order for a person to drink a revius of wine. Ben Azai states, Kedei L'shtaisbeya, the shir is the time that it will take to roast an egg. The Brisa continues with the fifth shita, Rabbi Kiva, Imer Kedei L'gaima, it's the shir in order to be able to swallow an egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira states, the sixth shita, Kedei L'gmoya Shalosh Beim Zuachazu, the shir is the amount of time it would take to swallow three eggs, one after the other. And Rabbi Lez ben Yirmiya, Imer Kedei L'ksha Gadei Nima, the shir is the amount of time it would take a tailor who's an expert to go and take two sides of a thread, then ripped apart and tie them together. And the eighth shita is Chanan ben Pichas, Imer Kedei Shiteshit Yadol Tekpia Lito Kisem, that if a woman would take her hand and put it into her mouth in order to remove a splinter from a toothpick that got stuck between her teeth. And finally, the ninth sheet is Plema Eimer Kadesh Toshi Yadul Sal Lito Kika, that the shear is in order for a woman to put her hand into a basket in order to take out a loaf of bread. And Plema continues, Afo Pishain Rayladava, even though I don't have a raya to this idea, but Zechladava at least have a remes from a pasuk, as the pasuk states in Mishlei, Kibad Ishazoyna Ad Kikalacham. We will dash in this pasuk on Daftalam Abbeis. Lamaisa, we see that there's a comparison between a woman who's a Zoyna and a loaf of bread. And Rashi states, Afo Pishain Rayladava, the Kral Lava Shatus Yadul Sal Kosabay, because the pasuk doesn't say anything about someone sticking their hand into a basket. And the Gemara now clarifies the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, who gave us four shirim, and he stated Kamashir Stira, Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ara, and Kedei Hakafas Dekel. And the Gemara explains, why do Rabbi Shmuel have to give us all these four shirim? Tzrichi, we need all four. The Itana Kedei Tuma. If Rabbi Shmuel would just say Kedei Tuma, Habmina, we may think Kedei Tuma Savat Seisa, that the only time that there's a shir of Stira, and you could say that they secluded themselves, is only if they stayed in the room, this man that it would take him to have beer with her, but also they would have to have a shear that it takes him to convince her to have beer, and that would be, of course, a much longer shear. And as Rashi states, B'chol shear tzarech lovei l'deikach, t'haynu tumma v'atzeisa, shi'efata isa v'yedah baliba ashe tisratza, kamash blon, and as Rashi states, t'may tumma bia l'chuda, and when discussing tumma, we're only discussing the amount of time that he would have to take to do bia, the ikla meima, koyd mastir, and tisratzis lei, that we could say that prior to them going to seclude themselves in this room, he already seduced her and he already convinced her to be mezana with him. Possibly this is specifically benigay the case of a seita because the husband already warned her not to seclude herself with this man, and therefore they had a prior existing relationship. However, in a chenami, when it would come to standard yichud, this may not be the din that Moshe discusses in the Gris Moshe. Therefore, the Gemara states kamashvon kadei bia that the only shear that you need in order to have stira is the actual shear of the bia. We don't have to include a shear for pitui. And the Gemara continues beitana kadei bia. If we would only say kadei bia have minos, then we would think kadei gma bia that the shear of tuma is kadei gma bia kamashvon kadei ara. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel continues and says that the shear of stira is kadei ara. And as Rashi says, the kaimelon and perikal bal yavintai ha'ara kigma bia l'chol arayis that benegay all the surim of arayis. The issa occurs once there's an ara, and there's no requirement for gemar bia. And the gemara continues be yashmin and kadei ara. If Rabbi Shmuel would just tell us that the shear of stira is kadei ara, have mina kadei ara vatzesa, you may think that you have to have an ara, but you also have to be mafatar, and that would be included in the time frame kamashvon kadei tuma. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says the words kadei tuma as well. And ayin Rashi dibel maslo vi tana kadei ha'ara. Where Rashi is bothered that luchira at this point really could have just said kadei tuma and kadei ara, and there's no reason to say kadei bia. Ayin shum how Rashi explains our gemara. The gemara continues v'kama kadei ha'ara, and what is the share of ara kadei kafes dekel? This is the amount of time it would take someone to walk around an average palm tree. And Rabbi Shmuel is giving us a share that people could understand, which is based on an external metzias that's not based on bia. And the gemara continues and will bring down another brisa, and this brisa we will actually see five of the same tanoim that we saw in brisa number one. They will all say different shiurim than they said in the first brisa. But let's just review. Rabbi Lezer in the first brisa said kadei mezikas hakoyis. In this brisa he will say kadei chazaras hadekel. In the first brisa Rabbi Shua stated kadei l'shtoisai. In this brisa he will say kadei mezikas hakoyis, which seems to be the same shiur that Rabbi Lezer stated in the first brisa. In the first brisa Ben Azir said kadei litzus beya. And this brisa he will say kadei l'shtoisai, which sounds like the shiur of Rabbi Shua from the first brisa. In the first brisa Rabbi Kiva says kadei l'goyma. And this brisa he says kadei litzlois beya. Seems to be the same shiur of Ben Azir in the first brisa. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri in the first brisa says kadei l'goyma shalosh beim zuachzu. And this brisa he will say kadei l'goyma, which seems to be like the shiur of Rabbi Kiva in the first brisa. And the Gemara will go through all of these questions. The Gemara continues v'rmini aliyeshu stira from the following brisa. V'nistra the brisa states that from the pasuk of v'nistra we learn out that there was a stira. Kama shir stira lo shemanu. I don't know exactly what the shiur of seclusion is. However, since the Torah says the lashon v'hinit ma, and therefore we see there's a comparison between seclusion and the actual tuma, and therefore habi'ima. So we see from here that the shiur of stira is kedei tuma, which is kedei bia, which is kedei ara, as we explained before. That the Gemara is trying to show that the shiur of tuma is not tuma v'atzaisa, but the shiur of bia, and it's not only the shiur of gemar bia, but it's the shiur of ara levad. And this brisa will continue and bring down a five-way machlokes as to what the shiur of ara is. And Rabbi Lezer states kedei chazaras dekel to Rabbi Lezer. At this point of the Gemara, the havmina is that when Rabbi Lezer says kedei chazaras dekel, that's the same shiur as when Rabbi Shmuel said in the first brisa of kedei kafes dekel, which means that it's the time that it takes a person to walk around an average-sized palm tree. And l'chayra, it will come out that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shmuel seem to be agreeing with each other. And as the Gemara will ask in a moment, that can't be because Rabbi Lezer states in the first brisa that the shiur is kedei mezikas hakoyis, and he argues on Rabbi Shmuel who said kedei kafes dekel. And the second sheet of this brisa is Rabbi Shua ime kedei mezikas hakoyis, Ben Azir ime kedei l'shtoisei, the shiur to drink it, Rabbi Kiva ime kedei l'tzlos beya, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira teaches us that the shiur of stira is kedei l'goyma, the amount of time it would take to swallow an egg. The Gemara begins kasal kedai to chayna kafas dekel chayna chazaras dekel. That it seems that the shiur that Rabbi Shmuel gave of a kafas dekel is the same exact shiur Rabbi Lezer gives in the second brisa of chazaras dekel, and they both refer to the same time frame for a person to walk around an average sized palm tree. And the Gemara therefore is hasam or Rabbi Shmuel kedai kafas dekel who pulled Rabbi Lezer alea in the first brisa. Rabbi Shmuel stated the shita of a kafas dekel, and Rabbi Lezer argued on him, and hacham Rabbi Lezer kedai chazaras dekel. So how could it be Rabbi Lezer would agree to Rabbi Shmuel in this brisa and say the shiur of ara is kedei chazaras dekel? So on Abaya states hakafa beregel chazar bruach in a chenami. They're really different shiurim. When Rabbi Shmuel stated the first brisa hakafa sedekel, he was referring to the amount of time it takes a person to walk around an average sized palm tree, and chazar bruach. And Rabbi Lezer stated in the second brisa that the shiur of ara is kedei chazaras dekel. He's not referring to a person walking around a dekel. He's referring to a palm tree where the branches are swaying based on the wind, and the shiur is the amount of time it takes for a palm branch to sway. This shiur of chazaras hadekel would be the same shiur that Rabbi Lezer stated in the first brisa of kedei mezikas hakoyis. price, the amount of time it would take to dilute a cup of wine, which is the share of a revius. And the Gemara continues and asks on the sheet of Rabbi Leza, by Rabbi Ashi had the following question, Chazar Bruach, Kehech de Azav HaHada Asi, are we referring to the amount of time that a branch will go and shake in the wind for it to go forth and come back? Or are we talking about the share that if a wind comes and starts blowing a branch, that would take the branch to calm down and finally get into this original spot? That, of course, would be a longer share. And the Gemara states, Teku. And the Gemara continues and mentions what we mentioned already, that Hasam Rabbi Leza Kedei Mezikas HaKais, in the first price, Rabbi Leza gave a share of Ha'ara as Kedei Mezikas HaKais, and Hacha Kedei Chazar Stekel, so L'chari it's a steer in Rabbi Leza. And the Gemara answers, that's not a steer, because either Chat Shiruhu, that both of those shirim are exactly the same share. And the Gemara continues and now focuses on the din of Rabbi Leza, that Hasam Rabbi Yeshua, in the first price, Rabbi Yeshua stated that the share of Ha'ara is Kedei L'shtaisai, in order to drink a cup of a revius of wine. And Hacha Amra, and over here in the second price, he states, Kedei Mezikas HaKais, that the share is the amount of time it takes to dilute the wine. And L'chari the share of Kedei Mezikas HaKais is exactly the share that Rabbi Leza gave in the first price. And the Gemara answers, Ema Kedei Limzei V'lishtais, Eina Chanami, both in the first price and the second price, when Rabbi Yeshua stated his share, he actually meant to say that the share of Ha'ara is both the share that it takes to actually dilute a cup of revius of wine and also to drink that cup. In the first price, when Rabbi Yeshua stated Kedei L'shtaisai, he's going back on the din of Rabbi Leza, where Rabbi Leza said Kedei Mezikas HaKais, and Rabbi Yeshua is saying that it's not only the share of diluting a cup of a revius of wine, but it's also the share of drinking that cup. And over here in this price, where Rabbi Yeshua stated that the share is Kedei Mezikas HaKais, he really means to say that it's the share of diluting a cup of wine and actually drinking that cup, as it's normal to drink a cup of wine right after you dilute it. And as Rashi says, the stam mezigal mishter miyadhu, as the standard is to drink a cup immediately after you do meziga, as we know, if you leave wine out, it'll get ruined, and therefore immediately after they did meziga, they would drink the wine. The Gemara continues and asks, why don't we just answer for Rabbi Yeshua that both the share that he gave in the first price of Kedei L'shtaisai and the share he gave in this price of Kedei Mezikas HaKais are really the same share? Maybe he does not mean that you need both Mezikas HaKais and the share of L'shtaisai together. And the Gemara answers, Im Kein Hainu Rabbi Leza, you can't tell me that when Rabbi Yeshua says Mezikas HaKais, it's exactly the same share as Kedei L'shtaisai, because then Rabbi Yeshua's sheet in the first price of Kedei L'shtaisai would be the same share as Rabbi Leza stated in the first price of Kedei Mezikas HaKais, and it would not be a machlokes. And the Gemara continues on to the share of Ben Azai. Hasam Am Ben Azai, in the first price of Ben Azai stated Kedei Litzlois Beya, that the share of Ara is the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. And Hacha Amano here, he states Kedei L'shtaisai, that's the amount of time to drink a cup of revius of wine. And the Gemara answers, according to Ben Azai, those are the same exact shiurim. Of course, you can't ask me that L'chira, the share of Kedei L'shtaisai, is the share that Rabbi Yeshua stated in the first brisa, and how can you say that Ben Azai saying Kedei Litzlos Bey is the same as Kedei L'shtaisai, as what would be Machlokes between Ben Azai and Rabbi Yeshua in the first brisa? But of course, since we have the teretz that we just had, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that when he said Kedei L'shtaisai, it meant Kedei L'mezigas Kais together with Kedei L'shtaisai, therefore, of course, the share of Rabbi Yeshua in the first brisa and the share of Ben Azai in the first brisa are definitely completely different shiurim. And the Gemara continues, Hasam Amar Rabbi Kiva, in the first price, Rabbi Kiva stated that the share of Ar is Kedei L'gayma in order to swallow an egg, and Hacha Amar, and our brisa, Rabbi Kiva stated the share of Ar is Kedei Litzlois Beya, the share that takes to roast an egg, and you can't say that they're the same share, as if so, it would come out that Rabbi Kiva in the first brisa would be the same share as Ben Azai in the brisa before, because Rabbi Kiva in the first brisa says Kedei L'gayma, and Ben Azai said Kedei Litzlois Beya, and therefore, of course, it can't be the same share, as the Gemara will explain in a moment. And the Gemara answers, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ema Kedei Litzlos Beya L'gayma, then both in the first brisa and the second brisa, Rabbi Kiva really holds the same share, and his share is a combination of the time that it takes to roast an egg as well as to eat that egg. In the first brisa, when Rabbi Kiva said Kedei L'gayma, it means that you have to roast the egg first and then swallow it. And the second brisa, when he says Kedei Litzlos Beya, means in order to roast an egg as well as to swallow it. And Rashi points out that this makes sense because the Stam Sliya Gemiya Basra Shegayma Cham Shloit Stanin, that of course, after a person will cook up an egg, he will eat it immediately in order that it should stay hot and should not cool down. And the Gemara asks, Velema Idiv Idiv Chashuru, why don't we answer that the share of Rabbi Kiva of Kedei L'gayma and the share of Kedei Litzlos Beya are exactly the same share? And the Gemara answers, Im Kein Hainu Ben Azai, as we explained before, then it would come out that the share of Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai in the first brisa would be exactly the same as Ben Azai stated Kedei Litzlos Beya and Rabbi Kiva said Kedei L'gayma, and if they would be the same share, there would be no reason that they would be Choylik in the first brisa. And the Gemara continues, Hasam Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezeir Kedei L'gayma Shalosh Beyim Zuachazu. Then the first brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezeir taught us that the share of Ara is the amount of time it would take to swallow three eggs, one after the other. And Hacha Makedei L'gayma, and our Brisa, he states that the share is the amount of time it would take to swallow one egg. Gemara answers, really, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira holds, as he states in this Brisa, that the share of Ha'ara is the amount of time it would take for someone to swallow one egg. The reason why he states in the first Brisa of Kedel Gemara Shalosh Beim Zuachazu is Lidvar de Rabbi Kiva Kama. He's actually asking a question to Rabbi Kiva, the Ka'am Misharim Bitzliyo Vagmiya, that you're giving a share which is based on cooking up an egg and swallowing that egg. Ema Shir Gemiya Luchuda, why don't you give a share that was based on only swallowing it, which would be a much simpler share? And you should say, the share of Ha'ara is the amount of time it would take someone to swallow three eggs, the Hainut Sliya Vigmiya, which is the same amount of time it would take to roast up an egg and to swallow it. And Ayin Taisis Diba Maskal Ben Azay Oimer, where Taisis is bothered that why is it that in both Brises Ben Azay comes before Rabbi Kiva, if Ben Azay was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva? And he says, then the first Brise of Ben Azay comes first, his share is in order to roast an egg, and Rabbi Kiva is when you're swallowing the egg, and of course, swallowing an egg comes after you already roasted up. And since Sliya is Kedemus Ligmiya, that's why we bring the sheet of Ben Azay prior to Rabbi Kiva. And in the second Brisa, since Rabbi Shu was talking about Mezigas HaKais, and Ben Azay was speaking about Kedel Shtoisai, therefore we brought Ben Azay after the sheet of Rabbi Shua, since he's also talking about something relevant to drinking wine, and then we brought Rabbi Kiva, which is talking about a whole different concept, and he was talking about roasting eggs. And the Gemara now goes back to the original Brisa and to the seven Shita, which was the sheet of Rabbi Lez ben Yemera, who stated Kedel Liksha Gadi Nima, that the share of Ara is the amount of time it would take a professional weaver to tie together a string that ripped apart. And the Gemara continues, by Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi asked the Shaila, the Merachik Oidim Akariv, is Rabbi Lez ben Yemera talking about two strings which are far apart and therefore would take the weaver a longer time to tie them together, or are we talking about two strings that are right next to each other and therefore this man would be shorter? And the Gemara and Zoaf Teku. And the Gemara continues to explain the Ishita, Chalim ben Pilchas Oimer, Kedesh Toshit Yadol Techpia, Lito Kisem, that the share of Ur is the amount of time it would take a woman to put her fingers into her mouth in order to remove a splinter from a toothpick that got stuck between her teeth. And once again, by Rav Ashi asked, the Mahadik Oidaloy Mahadik, are we referring to a case where that splinter got stuck in very well and therefore it's harder to remove, or are we talking about a splinter that was not as tight and therefore it's easier to remove and would be a shorter share? And the Gemara ends off once again, Teku. And the Gemara continues with the ninth Shita, that the share of Ur is the amount of time it would take a woman to reach into a basket and pull out a loaf of bread. And by Rav Ashi, once again, Rav Ashi asked the Shaila, the Mahadik or Gloy Mahadik, are we referring to bread that was stuck into the basket very well, or are we referring to a loaf of bread that was loosely in the basket and therefore it's easier to take out and it's a smaller share? In addition, we have another Shaila, Bechat Toi Batika, are we talking about a wicker basket that was new and therefore there were a lot of pieces over there and it's harder to maneuver, or are we talking about an older basket which is much smoother and therefore it's easier to move things from that basket? In addition, Mechamimai Bekarira, are we talking about hot bread or are we talking about cooler bread? As Rashi says, Lechem Cham Nimach V'Nishma Minayad, if you have hot bread, it's softer and slips from a hand, and it takes you longer to remove that bread from the basket, or was it cooler and therefore it was a shorter man? And we continue on Daftalam Beis, B'dechiti Abitsairi, was this bread made of wheat? And as Rashi says, Shalchit and Cholok, bread that is made out of wheat flour is smoother, V'Nishmat Yosim Mishal Sarim, and it will slip much more than a barley, and therefore it takes longer for you to take that piece of bread out, or are we talking about barley bread, which is easier to remove out of this basket, and therefore the shear of Ha'ara would be a smaller shear? And finally, Rav Ashi asks a fifth Shaila, Beruchicha Ibakusha, are we referring to bread that was made out of a loose dough? As Rashi says, Shinloisha Isiracha, and therefore Nishmat Yosim Akusha, it would be harder to handle and would slip much more easily, and therefore it would take longer to remove it out of the basket, or are we talking about something which was made out of a hard dough, which is easier to remove out of the basket and is a smaller shear? And the Gemara ends off Teku on all these Shailas. And the Gemara continues, Amr Bisur Babisa, Amr Yicha, and Kol Echad Echad Ba'at Mashiach, that each one of these Tanayim said a share of Ha'ara, which was based on what the share was that they would take in order to have Ha'ara. And the Gemara asks, Va'ik ben Azay, Dolay Nasif, how can you say that that is true if ben Azay never got married? And the Gemara answers, Eba Yisema Nasif Upir Shava, that in Chanami, although we know ben Azay stated that Avama Esa Shinaf Shechash Batera, and therefore he didn't want to get married, however, the Maisa, he did get married at one point, and afterwards he got divorced, and during that period of time, he understood what the shear of Ha'ara was. And the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubas, it brings down that Ben Azay actually married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. And the Gemara gives another teretz, V'yibayisema, me Rabbi Shmilei, or I could tell you that he actually heard that this is the shear from his Rabbi, V'yibayisema, and some say, Sayyid Hashem Lireyev, that this was revealed to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim that state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over secrets to those that fear him. Now, of course, the second teretz of Gemara seems to be Shver, because the Gemara stated, V'yibayisema, Rabbi Shmilei, and his Rabbi was Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva had a different shear. However, some explained that he had another Rebbe as well, and that's what it means, Me Rabbi Shmilei, and he heard the shear of Kedel Shtoi Reisa Ukadei Litzlis Beya from that Rebbe. In addition, when the Gemara states Seid Hashem Lireyev, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the exact shear, as first of all, then we would know that that is the halacha, because then we got that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though we generally say a klal of Torah Loi Bashmayimi, but here it's based on a Metzias, and therefore potentially we would actually have to pass him this way. However, the pshat over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that if you would get married, this would be your shear ha'ara, and therefore, once again, it's only based on his personal experience, and it wouldn't be necessarily halach l'maisa for everyone, as every ha'ara would be based on a specific person. And the Brisa and Amin Aleph plainly brought Kadesh Teshit Yad L'Sal Litol Kikar, and Afa Pishin Ra'il Dava Zech L'Dava, and he brought a pasuk from Mishlei that stated Ki Be'ad Ish Zayno Ad Kikar Lachem, and the Gemara will now continue and dash in this pasuk. And the Gemara states Darash Rav Avira Zimnun Amin La Mishpeid Rav Ami Zimnun Amin La Mishpeid Rav Asi. When Rav Avira would say this drasha in front of Talmidim Rav Ami, he would say the name of Rav Ami, and when he would dash in front of Talmidim Rav Asi, he would say the name of Rav Asi. Kala Ichal Lechem Blei Netil Tzidayim. If someone eats bread and never washes his hands and he's not nizer in Netil Tzidayim, he lo bal Ish Zayno, as if he had a relationship with an isha who's a zayno. He brings the pasuk in Mishlei Shenema Ki Ba'ad Ish Zayno Ad Ki Kalachem, and he is explaining that because you ate bread improperly, it's as if you were born Ish Zayno. And Amar Rava states that this lima doesn't make sense. Hi Ba'ad Ish Zayno Ad Ki Kalachem. According to the way you're dashing it, it shouldn't state Ba'ad Ish Zayno Ad Ki Kalachem, but it should actually state the opposite Ba'ad Ki Kalachem, because you ate lechem improperly Ad Ish Zayno Mibaylei. Then it should state that it's comparable to a person who has nus with an Ish Zayno. And Rashi says V'hu Adinami Have Iksiv Ad Ish Zayno Ba'ad Ki Kalachem. That would also not be shver to Rava, as certainly it sounds like we would dash in a pasuk from Sefer Teresha, but based on the fact that the pasuk states Ad Ish Zayno Ad Ki Kalachem, so it's mashma that the drasha goes from the Resha to the Sefer, and therefore Rava learns this pasuk different, and Elam Rava, therefore Rava states the pasuk's teaching will call a bal Ish Zayno. If someone has a relationship with an Ish who is a Zayno, L'Seifim Vakish Ki Kalachem, eventually that will cause him great poverty, and he won't even have bread, and will have to search out a loaf of bread. And the pasuk makes sense that we're dashing from the Resha to Sefer, Ki Ba'ad Ish Zayno, because he had a relationship with an Ish Zayno, Ad Ki Kalachem will bring you to the point you'll have to search out to try to find a loaf of bread. And the Gemara continues, Amar Reb Zirka, Amar Reb Elezer, Kol Mezalzel B'Netil Zedayim. If someone is Mezalzel B'Netil Zedayim, and as Rashi says, She'ichel Tamid B'Lein Netil Zedayim, he always eats bread without washing his hands, Nekem and Oilam. And as Rashi says, that he'll be uprooted from this world, the Oival Devei Chachamim, someone that's Oival, the words of Chachamim, Chayim Misa, the Chsiv U'Paris Geda, Yishchanu Nachash. And Ainin Taisis, the top of the Amid, where Taisis yes and Rashi, that how can you say that Oival Devei Chachamim is Chayim Misa? So then why would the Gemara have to tell us that he was Oival Netil Zedayim? Even if he was Oival on any Devei Chachamim, he would be Chayim Misa. And number two, if someone is Mezalzel B'Netil Zedayim, who said you can be Chayim Misa? The Oinish is that you'll have Anias, as the Gemara states in Masechta Shabbos. And Ainin Taisis, how he learns our Gemara. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabchiya Ba'ashi, Amar Rav, Rabchiya Ba'ashi said over the name of Rav, Mayim Rishonim Tzarech Shehigbiyah Yadav L'Maylo, after a person does Netil Zedayim prior to eating bread, he should lift up his hands upwards, and Mayim Achreinim Tzarech Sheyashpul Adiv L'Mata, after a person does Mayim Achreinim after he finishes meal, should lower his hands and have his fingers facing downwards. And the Gemara brings down a Braisa, Tani Nami Hachi HaNoytil Yadav Tzarech Shehigbiyah Yadav L'Maylo, when someone washes Netil Zedayim before eating bread, he should lift up the hands, Shema Yatzwa Mayim Chutz L'Perek V'Yachsev Yitamiz Zedayim. And as Rashi explains, that when someone does Netil Zedayim, we require that they pour water onto their hands twice. And the reason is that the first time that they pour water onto their hands, their hands are considered shniyos, and therefore that water also becomes tummy. But once you pour the second pouring of water on top of that water, that's mitara the water, and therefore your hands and the water are all tar. However, let's say someone would actually pour water onto their hands, and then the water would slip down and go beyond their wrist, and at that point, that water was still tummy because it was the first pouring of water, and then when you poured the second pouring of water, it never went and poured onto that part which was above your wrist, and therefore the water that's still above your wrist is still tummy. And if his hands will now be pointing downwards, then the water that's above his wrist will trickle down onto his hands, and they'll be metame his hands once again. And that's why you should be makbid to lift up your hands upwards, so none of the water that's above your wrist will slip down towards your hands. However, Rav stated that mayim achreinim tzarech shiyashpul yadav l'mata, that when you pour mayim achreinim, you have to make sure that your hands are facing downwards, as the reason for mayim achreinim is in order to get rid of the melech stoimis, which could blind a person's eyes, and in order to get rid of the dirt that's on a person's fingers, and therefore after he washes mayim achreinim, he should make sure they're facing downwards, and this way they drip off his hands, and any remaining food and any remaining melech stoimis does not get onto his body. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravo, Ravo states, Kol eichel pas b'lei nigav yadayim, if someone eats bread prior to drying their hand, ki'ilu eichel lechem tamei, it's as if he ate lechem that was tamei. And Rashi explains that dove mois, who it's disgusting thing, the chashuk tumah, and that's chashuk like like tuma. And as the Gemara brings from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Shinema, as the pasuk states, for Yom Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, in order for you to feel what the galus will eventually be like, I want you to eat a bread made of barley, and that bread should be cooked over a fire that was fueled by tzoya. And by Yom Hashem, kochi yoichlu bnei Yisrael slachman tamei. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, so too, when Klai Yisrael goes to galus, they will also eat their bread in the matzav of tuma. And of course, it's not talking about mamish tuma over there, but it's talking about it in a disgusting manner. And the lashon tuma is a lashon of davar mois. And the Gemara just dashes in the pasuk that could be ad ish zayna ad kikolachem. And the Gemara now continues and dashes the end of the pasuk that states the ish ish nefesh yikar tatzud, that a married woman will ensnare a precious soul. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Chiya ba Abba, Rabbi Yechron. Rabbi Chiya ba Abba stated in the name of Rabbi Yechron, kol adam sheish begas ruach, anyone that has gas ruach and is a bal gaiva, eventually he will be nichshal in the aveir of ish ish. And then, as the pasuk stated, the ish ish nefesh yikar tatzud. The Gemara continues. Rabbi asks, "Hi nefesh yikara, how can you say that a balgaiva is called a precious nefesh? Certainly, he's not someone that is a chashuv person. But if you want to call him anything, nefesh gavayim mibayle, it should have stated that he's a haughty soul." And va'oid and Rabbi asks, "He tatzim mibayle." L'chayy, the pasuk should be more specific and say that she will ensnare him. And therefore, once again, Rabbi has a different shot. And elam Rabbi kalabal ishizish. I feel lamed Torah that if someone is born ishizish, even if you already learned Torah, the sibba yakar human pinim, which the pasuk mishli describes as more precious than pearls, and we teach it that this Talmud Chacham is more precious than a Kohen Gadol shenichzes flying with them. As Rashi brings, that feeling mamzer Talmud Chacham koydim leKohen Am Aretz, that even a mamzer who's a Talmud Chacham has precedence over a Kohen who's Am Aretz lefteich rishon ulvarach rishon. Even though this Talmud Chacham is so chashuv, but if he has a relationship with an Eishes Ish, he tutzedenel dinu shel Gehenim, he will now be captured and he will be ensnared that he will go to Gehenim instead of having the schar being such a great Talmud Chacham. The Gemara continues. Amar Beichem Mishum Rav Shimon Yechai Kol Adam Sheish Begas Ruach Kilo. Anyone that is a gas ruach and is a balgaiva, it's as if he was oivid avid zarek. And this is based on the following limud. Ksiv hacha, it says in Mishlei, Teves Hashem kol gval leiv, that's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone that's a gval leiv and is a balgaiva, who ksiv hasam, b'loi savis ha'eva, b'secha, and b'gei avid zarek, the pasuk says, you should not bring an abomination into your home, and since it used the lashon ha'eva by both, so therefore we see that kol adam sheish b'gas ruach, he lo oivid avid zchavim. Rabbi Yechon in Deyama, and even though Rabbi Yechon brought this from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Yechon himself says, kilu kafim ikka, as if he was kaif bika, shenema, as the pasuk states, v'rom lo vavcha v'shechachtas Hashem lekecha, that if a person is a bal gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was a kaif b'ikka. Rav Chaim bar Chanina amar ki'ilu ba'al kol arayis, that it's as if he was born all arayis, ksiv hach, as it says over here, teves Hashem kol gval leiv, that a person who's a gval leiv is an abomination to Hashem, v'ksiv hasam, and b'degei arayis, it says, k'es kol teves ha'el, and therefore we see that's compared to arayis, ula amar ki'ilu ban a bama, and ula says, as if you built a bama to avei dezara. And this Rashi seems to be in contrast to the Gemara that we had in Masechtas Nazir, where the Gemara said that's ki'ilu banam bama, and over there we teach it that ki'ilu banam bama b'sha shabama isasureis and l'chari tzarech bia. Why Rashi changed the pshat in our Gemara? And Ula brings a pasuk shenem, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, chiblu lchem in adam asher neshama ba'apai. You should stay away from people who are very haughty, ki b'mane chashavu, as he really is not worthy. And Ula explains atikre b'mer, don't learn it as the word b'mer el bama. It's considered as if he built a bama. And Rashi explains asher neshama ba'apai shemachzik atzvei kumba nefesh, that he considers himself a great person, haynu gaiva shechashuv nafshu be'inav, and this is referring to someone that's haughty, as he considers himself a great person. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav kol bal eishes ish, or as the Bach changes it based on Rashi, that kol sheyesh begas ruach, if someone is bal gaiva, afilu l'knol l'kadosh baruch hu shemayim va'aretz k'avraham avinu, even if he was someone that was able to acquire the entire heaven and earth, like Avraham Avinu did, d'chsev bei, har meisi yodi al Hashem kel elyon k'ani shemayim va'aretz, where he uses the lashon of Yad, b'negei Avraham Avinu, lo yinakav v'din shel Gehenim, still he will not be cleansed from the din of Gehenim. This limud of Rav is based on the pasuk that we had in Mishlei that started off Teves Hashem kol gval leiv and ends off Yad liyad lo yinakav. And the Gemara continues, kasha lo debei Rebbe Shila, that there was a kasha in the yeshiva Rebbe Shila, hi Yad liyad lo yinakav. The Torah wanted to give a remez to Avraham Avinu, then the Torah should not say Yad liyad lo yinakav, it should say Yadi lo yinakav, because it wants to refer to Avraham Avinu where it said Hari Moisi Yadi el Hashem. Therefore, the Gemara changes his pshat. Ela Amri debei Rebbe Shila. Therefore, in the yeshiva Rebbe Shila, they stated Afilu kibul Torah k'Moshe Rabbeinu. Even a person was mekabel Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Sibbe mimina eish das lamay, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah from his right hand to Moshe Rabbeinu's hand. But if he would be hori lo yinakav b'din shel Gehenim, he will still not be cleansed from the din of Gehenim. And the Gemara states again, Kashel Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon still bothered. Hayad liyad l'chayr. Why does the pasuk say Yad liyad lo yinakav? Yad miyad mi b'ayle. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give something to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He received something from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the lashon should be the one who accepted accepted something and it was yad miyad would not be yinaka. And why does the Torah say yad liyad? Elam abichon. Therefore, abichon states. And we continue on daf hey min alaf. Afilu eitzes tzedaka b'seisa. Even if there's someone that does great tzedaka and he does it b'seisa, which is a very high level of tzedaka, chsiv as the pasuk states in Mishlei, matam b'seisa yich be'af. That when someone gives tzedaka and he does it secretly and he does it privately, then that will cover over any anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even so, if he's a Balgaiva, he'll still not be able to be saved from the din of Gehenim, as the pasuk says, yad liyad, even a person that gives donations from his hand to someone else's hand will not be spared from the din of Gehenim, and we will stop over here.